Step 11. Okay. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Principle. Patience. Freedom from loneliness. Freedom from loneliness. Well, we identified your best buddy. Who's your best friend? Exactly. Exactly. We don't ever have to be lonely. We don't ever have to be lonely. Not again. When we're connecting with your higher power, it's about love. It's about love of your higher power. It's about love of yourself. That's where it begins. That's where it began for me. That's where it stays with me. God willing, that's where it's going to always be for me. How could we, when we know the things we know, ignore them? How could we do that? Be pretty darn hard. So, your prayer and meditation. Well, how do I do that? Well, most mornings I do it pretty thoroughly. Not every morning. I found this. I don't know where I found this. I'm pretty sure it would be AA literature because it really sounds like AA literature. Recovery prayer. Thank you for keeping me straight yesterday. Please help me stay straight today. For the next 24 hours, I pray for knowledge of your will for me only, the power to carry that through. Please free my thinking of self-will, self-seeking, dishonesty, and wrong motives. And I add self-pity because that's one of my big character defects. Send me the right thought, word, or action. Show me what my next step should be. In times of doubt and indecision, please send your inspiration and guidance. I ask that you might help me work through all my problems to your glory and honor. One day at a time, I pray that I am willing to surrender. Familiar word. And call for help from my higher power, my higher being. That is so sweet. That is so sweet. And, of course, from there, we go to, you know that one, the big book. It's just page 86, 87, 88. It just writes it out. And it says, first sentence, and I got a little heart by it. On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. We do that in the morning. Okay. But if you didn't, have something that says it and does it, and don't live your life in isolation or loneliness without that reminder of your love of your higher power, your love of yourself, because that love connects you to everyone else. That's what that's about. That's what the 11-step prayer is about that we just said. I love that 11-step prayer. Actually, I read one of my people that I love, and I talked about this in meditation a little bit in my Tai Chi teaching, but a meditation of doing a memorized prayer, poem, mantra. You choose it. You get to be the boss of this. But you choose it, and then you just say it repeatedly as if it just until it just resonates in your head. The 11-step prayer is a wonder for that. And you say it slowly, and you think of the words, and you're with them. Spaces between the words. Remember that one? Just a few spaces between the words. Well, 11-step prayer, where is it? You got it, baby. Took me years to know that. It's in the AA 12x12. Who would have thought it? What step would it be with? Yeah. Just look it up. And it's so wonderful. Is your relationship with your higher power real? Or is it from your heart? Do you really feel it? Ask yourself that question every day. I need to. That first wonderful sponsor, I used to do a lot of writing for her. I don't know if you guys have had to do a lot of writing for that first sponsor, but I did. And she used to say, come out of the clouds and get real. You're not writing in a literature class. And that's what I need to remember. You know, this isn't a presentation. My higher power could give a hoot. But I do need to be real. Am I still making requests in that meditation and prayer? Will you, if you do? Can I have? Is it a Christmas list? Or is it a connection to your higher power? God's time is now, whatever now is. There's on a door over there in the cottages, God, good orderly direction. Wow. Okay, well now, so if we've got 2 minutes.